Get up out of bed, get up. Get up with Jesse and Jules.
We're talking West Coast tattoos.
Yes.
The boys are playing off for that premiership this weekend.
How committed are you? How big of a fan are you?
Well, I don't think I'd get one.
Okay, so you're not like Lincoln from Perth who decided to get a West Coast tattoo with the Premier's 2018 tattooed underneath the symbol.
Yeah, I'm just like, I love the commitment, mate, but, oh, it's...
Yeah, right?
It's a bit much.
It's forever.
And I'm also like, it's a very permanent way of putting the mocker on the boys.
Mm, true.
You know, right. And I know that there are Collingwood supporters that have done the same thing as well.
Yes. So we put it out there to find out just how passionate WA is when it comes to supporting their boys.
Yeah. Now, Aaron from Perth, you got a West Coast tattoo, mate?
I do. I'm a little bit committed.
Mate, when did you get it?
I was actually... 17 years old at the time, just going back about 12, 13 years now.
Yeah.
We just won the 06 grand final. I seen a great game that was. Seen a tattoo of it was Chad Fletcher in the paper, and he had an Eagle emblem from shoulder blade. It was just some artwork, and I thought, oh, I want that. So I went and grabbed it.
And that's exactly what you've got. I've got the photo, which is just goes, shoulder blade to shoulder blade. Did it hurt? I mean, 17 years old, you've got to be pretty passionate about your team.
Oh, very, very passionate. It did hurt. I actually got it done in two sessions. I was a little bit worried about the first session because the fellow who actually did the tattoo was a... big burly looking fella, and he actually went out at sort of half time for a smoke, and it wasn't the usual smoke. I could smell it when he came.
Oh, no.
I got a little bit scared.
Like, oh, how's his hand?
Your lines are looking pretty straight though. Yeah. So,
I can't see it. So,
Have you ever regretted it?
I think when you look at I haven't regretted it, but I think when you look at where football goes with the new emblems and stuff like that, you always think, oh, you know, like, I wouldn't mind getting that emblem, or, you know, in 6 years' time, the grandkids will be like, so what is that?
Yeah.
Well, you won't be regretting it after this weekend when West Coast win, will you?
It's going to say,
oh,
mate.
I hope so, mate. I really do.
Are you going to put 2018 underneath it?
Yeah.
Well, I won't be like that fella who got that done during the week. I think I might wait till Sunday.
Exactly.
If you want to check out that photo of that shoulder-to-shoulder tattoo of West Coast Eagles,
just
jump onto our Facebook, Hit WA, and you can see that.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
So my mind was blown the other night, Jesse. I was watching Ali G in the house. Remember that, like, old school movie?
God, you had a good weekend, didn't you?
I absolutely did. I was sick, right? So I had to stay in bed and rest up. So, of course, I was just going through my old DVD collection and came across Ali G in the house, which you would know as the Sacha Baron Cohen. So, like, his first movies that he made, right?
Yeah.
And I'm watching it, and then this scene happened.
Oh, this is quiet because it's fun.
Yes, miss.
Thank you.
It is nice to meet you.
Now, Borat is in Ali G. Now, when Ali G first came out, no one knew who Borat was, right?
Yeah.
Because Ali G came out in 2002. Borat didn't come out until 2006.
So
it's only that now that I've gone back and watched Ali G that I've realised that Borat is in Ali G.
So does Sacha Baron Cohen just have all of these characters already written?
He must. It just blew my mind. I mean, no one would have picked up on it when I was watching Ali G because
Borat
did not exist at all. But
until
it was when
movie,
he went to that Universal like dinner party kind of thing that he was getting introduced to all these
diplomats.
So and then Borat comes along. Anyway, if you want to see it, I've chucked up on our Instagram and Facebook if you want to check out that scene. Just can't get over it.
Yeah, that's so weird. Sacha Baron Cohen is just like the most enigmatic kind of story writer.
Genius, right?
Yeah, like he has just his new stuff. This, what is it called? Who is America?
Yeah, Who is America?
So full on. If you haven't watched that yet, do yourself a favor.
Oh,
check that out.
So laughable. Anyway, you want to find out what else is trending? Go to hit.com.au.
Dirty before 6:30.
Stories that are just a touch more risque for later on in the show when there's lots of little ears listening. So if you do have little ears in the car, maybe earmuffs or do whatever you do as parents. But this morning regards Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande's relationship, which you know I don't care about.
Yeah, but me, I'm like, juicy.
So basically, Pete Davidson has come out and said that he used to think about Ariana Grande quite intimately before they met.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And quite on a regular basis when he would...
When you'd what?
I don't actually know how to explain what he was doing without potentially causing some problems with broadcasting codes. But when he used to spend some time on his own, right?
Yep. I mean... He's put it out there, right? This is where you, when you envision something and it comes into your life.
He's manifested it. It's the secret. So if you're thinking about someone, you could potentially get him.
Oh my gosh. He said
a lot of awkward things about their relationship, right?
Right.
Now, are they, they're engaged now, is that right?
Yeah.
So they're quick engagement, almost going to get married real soon. But he says that he's a really, really lucky guy. Like, really lucky to be engaged to Ariana Grande.
Absolutely. We're all thinking that, Pete Davidson. We are all thinking that.
And, I mean, of course. Like, she seems like a great chick, and she's very attractive. But he's revealed that when they're intimate, he always finishes up with saying thank you to her when
What?
He said that when they're done, he always says thank you.
Like
she's doing him a favor.
Ladies, we've been doing this all wrong. Seriously?
So, yeah, he always apparently says thank you at the end.
Oh, what a gentleman.
Yeah, his actual quote was, anytime we're intimate, I'm always apologizing and saying thank you. You're awesome for doing this. Thank you so much.
Apologizing?
I guess apologizing because he doesn't feel up to scratch
I couldn't deal with that. That would infuriate me, that's being with a guy like that.
Awkward as anything, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd put together a list of a couple of things that are awkward to say after you're done.
Is this from personal experience?
Just drawing on my own. Sorry. Sorry is always, illustrated by Pete right there.
Oh, my gosh, that would, I don't know. I just find that so annoying.
I'm seeing someone else.
What? Straight after?
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm married?
I'm busy. I'm married. Or my personal favourite. Do you know how I get home?
Oh.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM. The best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
Our worst joke Wednesdays. And as per usual, we got the king of worst joke Wednesday to kick things off. Morning, Steve-O from Australind.
Hello, my favourite radio announcers.
Oh, you had to think there for a second.
He's like, are they my favourite?
My favourite.
Maybe.
My favourite radio announcers. Well, that's what you are.
Yeah, well, you're not my favourite people, just my favourite radio announcers.
And you've got the best. Radio breakfast show in the universe.
Oh, well, when you have so much choice, I mean, that is a compliment.
Yeah.
All right, mate. You're going to have to get into these jokes, hey?
Yeah, well, I was laying in bed last night and I was gazing at the stars and wondering to myself, where the hell's my roof?
Very good.
My daughter came up to me and she said, Dad, I inherited my intelligence off you, didn't I? I said, you sure did, my sweet smart girl. And she goes, yeah, that seems to be right because Mum's still got hers.
Savage.
Very good. I like it.
All right. What's the difference between a car and toilet paper?
I don't know. Difference between a car and toilet paper.
It's okay to buy a used car.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good. I always think it's quite weird when you go to the shops and it says recycled toilet paper.
Yeah, but it's not like recycled toilet paper.
That's not what I thought the first time
I thought it. It's recycled, not used.
Hey, Steve, do you want to hear my joke this morning?
Go on, then.
So my wife didn't believe her when I told her I made a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove past her.
Yeah, you're right.
I enjoy his reaction more than I enjoyed the joke.
Damn it!
All right, mate, what's Whitney Houston's favourite type of coordination?
Oh, I have no idea.
And
oh, my God.
Oh, Steve, I loves it.
That was a good one.
Sorry.
I reckon I might be 2 weeks in a row over here.
Oh,
mate.
You just need to calm down. It's the only thing you're winning.
Steve-o, as always, a pleasure, mate. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks Steve-o. Mate. We'll try, mate.
Love yous.
Love you, mate.
See ya.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Doing your worst joke Wednesday, putting in your running for the $100 MVP prize.
Alison from Bunbury, what is your worst joke Wednesday today?
If you go to the airport and you go to the toilet,
you
go in as an Australian, you come out as an Australian, what are you when you're in there?
I don't know.
European.
Oh, my gosh. Alison, I really like that one. I really do.
That's for my granddaughter, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, good on you, Charlie.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks for the call, Swanee Alison.
No worries.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we've got Imo from Cable. Babe, I thought you moved to Perth.
Not yet.
Oh, still here.
All right.
Okay.
What's your jokes this morning?
I made this one myself.
Okay.
What did one officer unicorn say to the other officer unicorn?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I found some hoof.
Oh, brilliant, babe. All right, you got another one?
What's the difference between a piano, a tuna, and a pot of glue?
Piano, a tuna, and a pot of glue? I don't know.
You can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna.
Very good.
Brilliant.
And I feel like you've got one more.
Yeah.
What do you got?
How does an angel answer the phone?
I don't know.
Halo.
Halo.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
I seriously feel that, like, that every time I open up, like, my computer or internet, I'm coming across a needle story, right?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, don't you? Like,
I just
with
don't
the whole
open it
strawberry
anymore.
Saga. I mean, then I went to mangoes and then apples.
Bananas.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, I came across this story yesterday and I thought, this is weird because, I mean, they busted the person who put this needle in this item. And I thought, I need to read this story, right?
Yeah.
Because how did they bust this person?
Mm.
Now, this happened over in New Zealand.
Mm.
A lady had found a needle in some fries.
In fries?
Yes.
Hot chips.
Hot chips, right?
What?
Exactly. I mean, you just go, what? Who would bloody do that?
Yeah.
Now, this lady then complained to management, and then they complained to the police and, you know, put in this complaint.
Mm.
And the police were like, okay, we're going to look into this. They went to the restaurant. They looked at the CCTV. Couldn't really get much from the CCTV of, like, anyone putting, you know, a needle or a pin into the chip. So they went to this lady's house.
Right.
Had a little scope around, found a pack of needles, right, sewing needles.
Yeah.
And it was a 20-pack of needles, and there was one missing.
Oh.
And that's how she got busted. And when she was questioned about it, she said that she accidentally did it. That was her.
No, you don't accidentally get a needle in a chip.
You don't accidentally put one in your own chip.
No, you don't, love. That's just the weirdest. Like, a chip's a hard thing to put a needle into.
No, I know. And I was like, why are people trying to do this to chips? Like, I don't get it with fruit. I really don't. I'm not going to say that. But I'm like,
I don't get it with anything.
But the thing that I'm like, I mean, obviously, the needles in the fruit have caused a massive impact on especially strawberries.
Mm. Yeah.
But you didn't see it cause an impact on fries or hot chips, did ya?
People are still keen to get those.
If you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au. So I just thought I'd share that story.
I just wanted to know.
I was like, oh, my gosh, why would you do that?
Not a Macca's chip, because that would be hard to get. They're very thin.
I can't disclose what chips they were.
Oh, secret.
I mean, oh, no, I don't want to, like, put it. It was just
no,
hot
that's
chips.
That's true. Just hot
Can
chips.
I just leave it as hot chips?
Can you tell me, was it French fries or thick cut?
Fries.
Okay.
Does it matter? Is that going to stop you from
it
buying?
It matters to me.
Oh, it does.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch Up on Hit FM.